WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is 90.7 WVUA, the Capstone, with the student section on for the next hour. This is Clay Pruitt with the co-host,
Adam Baranofsky,
Elliot Scully.
Tonight, we have a lot of interesting topics to talk about in this NFL Week 4. The first topic that I think is very relevant to our location and pretty much everyone, every NFL fan, Tua Tagovailoa, his injury, his set of injuries. How do we feel about that?
I think the Miami Dolphins should be ashamed of themselves for letting him step on the field Thursday night, in my opinion. He was clearly, any person with two eyes, I think Jason Pierre-Paul's dad, who's legally blind, could even see that Tua, who fell down, clearly because of a concussion, could see that that was a concussion, not a back injury. You don't just fall down like that from a back injury.
Oh,
and
true.
He was clearly, clearly concussed. And I think Miami Dolphins should be very, very severely punished for it, for what they did to Tua and for playing him on Thursday, because he clearly wasn't ready. And that's my spiel on it. What about you, Elliot?
Yeah, I think it's one of those situations where someone's getting fired and the neurologist declared him was fired. Someone's getting fined. It's just someone didn't do their job right. I think it's one of those things where the coaches kind of just defer to the med staff, and the med staff defers to the specialist, and the specialist says, yeah, he's good. And then, you know, it's kind of just one person that ends up not working out. I don't think he should have played. I think it's pretty obvious he's confessed. But, yeah, I think we did the right thing firing the doctor.
And I think many more other people should be fired besides just the doctor. And I think that, what's his name? Mike McDaniel has to be punished as well. Everybody, starting from the top to the very bottom, has to be punished for letting Tua play. Because that was hard to watch. Just the injury itself was hard to watch. Not only that, but watching him fall down blatantly because of a concussion on Sunday was also hard to watch, because that was obvious that it was a concussion, not a back injury. And people are like, oh, it's a back injury. No, it's not. It was not at all.
That was the hardest part for me, was watching it Sunday. First watching it Sunday against the Bills.
Yeah.
He stood up, was very wobbly. That gave me flashbacks to the Mississippi State
game
when he had to leave from his hip injury.
Yep.
I did not want him to go down. I'm a big fan of Tua. Really love the guy.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah, me too.
It's just, for me, this hits home to a lot of Alabama fans as well, because we want to see our guys go in the NFL and do very well. But you can't do that if the coach and the doctors and everyone on the staff is purposely trying to get you hurt. I'm not saying they were purposely trying to get him hurt.
At this point, you never know with the Dolphins. They went from recruiting Tom Brady when they had Tua as quarterback, and then they went to Burrow after that to try to tank for Burrow. And then you never know with the Dolphins at this point.
That really is true, because the last offensive coordinator that had...
They wanted Deshaun at some point. Yeah.
He didn't like Tua.
Yeah.
So you never really know, to be honest with you. That's one of the big toss-ups is I don't think we'll ever really know.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing as like...
It's like a conspiracy theory, but it's not an illegitimate conspiracy theory.
It's
definitely possible that they could be doing this on purpose. I'm not saying they are, but I would not be surprised.
Oh, for sure. I don't think if I were Tua, I wouldn't play for the next 5-7 games.
Oh, yeah.
I would be out for the next 5-7 games.
Easily.
The Dolphins are saying, oh, yeah, he can come back next week. Like, it'll be fine. No, he does not need to come back next week. He needs to miss this week against the Jets. I'm pretty sure it's the Jets. Then he needs to take rest for about 4 or 5 more weeks, and then he comes back. Because I wouldn't want to put my starting quarterback at risk. You can lose 4 games.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest. You can lose 4 games and then still go, what, 11-4, 12-4? You'll be fine. You'll be fine without Tua for 5 weeks.
It's a serious situation. I think that, I don't know if you saw today or not, or if you watched the movie Concussion, and the real-life doctor, Bennett Omalu, said that Tua should not play football the rest of his life. And he said that today, Bennett Omalu. So I was like, wow, if he says that, and that's the guy that like basically discovered CTE for the NFL players. So if he said that, I'm like...
Dude, speaking of CTE, did you guys see what happened to Antonio Brown recently?
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Talk about CTE.
This man... I genuinely feel bad. A lot of people are laughing at him. I don't laugh at him. I feel bad for him at this point.
Because
it's a prime example of what CTE can do to somebody. And for those of you who don't know, he was in a pool. Was it at a hotel? He was at a public pool at a hotel, and he was exposing himself to women at the pool. And then he later tweeted, If anybody needs to sign, if anybody wants me, I can still expose a D. And that's two instances of AB just absolutely uncalled for.
And a third terrible on Instagram, decisions. I don't
know if you saw that. Yeah, Tom Brady's wife. Yeah, yeah.
No, Tom Brady's wife.
It was very unnecessary.
Put that blank on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh, that was bad. Now, I think I was
just... Also, breaking news, by the way. Tom Brady and his wife are getting divorced.
Well,
I didn't know if you guys...
Divorced lawyers. We don't know if they're getting divorced.
They got divorced lawyers.
I agree with Elliot. Yeah.
Usually when people get divorced lawyers, they don't necessarily get divorced.
Middle class people get divorced lawyers.
Exactly.
Divorced.
Exactly.
When you're
Like millions and millions and millions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I personally think that they're just getting a lawyer so they can come in and
just
say,
in case.
Hey,
yeah,
this is how it's getting divided. You're not getting my rings. You're not getting my money. You're not getting my stats. You're not getting the house. You made your money. Leave me alone. Get out of my life. I mean, that's what I think is going to happen.
We'll see.
I think that's what Brady wants,
we'll
for
see.
Sure. But you never know with the whole 50-50 year split. So the next thing we're probably going to talk about, I think it's very intriguing to look at. Obviously, I watched the Seahawks-Lions game this weekend. I think it's very, very, very intriguing to look at that game and see Seattle score, 40-plus points? Yeah, 45 points
with
Geno Smith.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put that one to the side, so keep that one in the back of your brain. The one I want to pick about right now is the Lions have the number one offense in the league and are 1-3. They have the 32nd defense in the league. As the coach, Dan Campbell, what does he need to do to fix what's going on?
Improve the defense.
Yeah, improve. I don't really know why.
Yeah, but to say, just improve how? The like, where do you even start? You have the worst defense in the league. You can't trade anybody on offense because you have the number one offense in the league.
So having the best offense, like, let's be real, like the Ravens, the Eagles, the Bucks, the Chiefs have better offenses than the Lions do. Like, let's be honest here.
Well, but, statistically speaking, actually,
like, just because you put up the most points doesn't mean you're the best
great
offense.
Great point.
Like, you could be also playing bad defenses. Like, it's not necessarily that
good point
that you could just, you know, they're good offense. I'm not saying they're not good. They're really good offense for, like, especially what they have.
But, oh yeah.
But I just think that I agree with Elliot. They just need to play better on defense. I don't really know.
Well, they put 35 points up on the Eagles, 36 up on the Commanders.
That's not hard to do.
24 against, with that D-line, though.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, the D-line's scary, you got to admit.
Who's
but the corners, I don't even know a single corner. But still, putting up 27 points against.
The NFL.
In the NFL. Yeah, that's
especially with Jared Goff at quarterback. Don't forget.
Gosh.
He's not even that bad.
Exactly.
He's not that bad. He's like bottom tier, but he's not that bad. But he's mid.
The only guy worse is Mitch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Mitch Trubisky is, like, probably the worst in the league.
Or Justin Fields. Justin Fields couldn't hit water if he was peeing off the side of a boat.
I wouldn't say that. But
dude,
that's not
terrible.
A topic for another day.
He's
It's not. I think it's more of the system than him. When he's getting sacks left and right six times a game.
He doesn't have any weapons either.
It's really not that hard.
But, I mean, Joe Burrow got sacked.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow had Jamar Chase. I wish Justin Fields had Jamar Chase.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
So,
but anyway, the Lions, their offense is really good. That's all I'm trying to say. Their offense is really good. The lowest they've scored is 24 points now against the Vikings. And, I mean, it's the Vikings. Like, okay.
Yeah, who's known to have a pretty bad defense.
But the Seahawks have the second worst defense in the league, I'm pretty sure. Yes. And they scored 45 on
them. I'm just so surprised from the weekend, like, the most that the game of the week was Jared Goff versus Geno Smith. Probably. I mean, outside of, like, Brady and Mahomes, that was probably the game of the week. Like, the most competitive game.
It was crazy.
It was a fun game
watching
to watch.
So for Seattle games, I have to watch it on my computer.
Yeah.
Because you don't get them down here in Alabama. I had the computer sitting by me, and I had the Bills-Ravens game in front of me. And I was paying attention more to the Seahawks-Lions game rather than the Bills and Ravens. So I'm like, bro, what is this? Week 4 is crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just wild. But Geno Smith doing better than Russ, man. Like, Elliot.
I told you.
What's your take on it?
I think you heard my take, right? It's new system. You got to give it time. I'm not going to say Geno's better than Russ.
Obviously.
So week eight. Week eight is my
goal. I don't think at any point Geno's going to be better than Russ, even if he has a better year. He might have a better year, but he's still not better than Russ because it's like, he's
100%. Nobody will ever be as good as Russ coming out of Seattle. No one will ever be as good as Russ.
Yeah, true.
Russ is one of those guys where he cemented his legacy as soon as he won the Super Bowl with Seattle and stayed plenty more seasons and showed success.
Not just one, blew out Peyton Manning.
Oh, exactly. And their defense that year was very impressive. Yeah. Yep. Just not good enough. So, but Geno Smith, everyone says that. They're comparing the two, saying, is Geno Smith the new quarterback for Seattle?
No, I don't think so.
Even a Seattle fan.
There's a reason they traded Russ for two first-round picks.
Exactly.
Next year in a loaded quarterback class. So
exactly.
It's like I think there's a reason they did that.
You also got to look at the stats, because Russell Wilson has 980 passing yards. Geno Smith has 1,037 passing yards. So, like, those numbers are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the offense that they run, the offense for Russ and the offense for Geno are two totally different offenses.
Yes.
And the teams are different, to be honest with you, because, I mean, if I had DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, mm-hmm. I'd be putting up 1,000 yards too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy, they're doing well. They just haven't stacked up like everybody thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it's coaching. I agree with you, Elliot, 100%. I think it's coaching.
I think Pete Carroll's a great coach. I think Pete Carroll's really – definitely better than Nathaniel Hackett, in my opinion.
I think we should have let him go and kept Russ.
Pete Carroll?
Yeah, I think we should have let
him go. I mean, he's old. He's old. I don't know. I've always been, like, a pretty big Pete Carroll guy because he seems to, like, you know, be able to make good adjustments in game two. But – I don't know. I just don't like the way Nathaniel Hackett started the season. Again, it's still early.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I would pick Pete over Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why I think also why the Seahawks are kind of like not playing bad.
Pete Carroll? Okay.
Yeah, Pete Carroll, yeah.
His next Patriot. Gotta go.
I mean, very true. Very true. Yeah.
What was he on the Patriots? Like, what position? He's that good?
Wow. Yeah.
Very briefly. Wow. He said he's going to bring Super Bowl to New England.
Bill Belichick said that about the Jets.
I forgot about that. I really did forget about that.
Bill Belichick actually holds the record for shortest coaching tenure.
Yeah, I know that.
Really?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Coached for one day.
Yeah, he coached for one day and quit. Wait, he's quicker than Josh McDaniels' Colts? Wow.
Well, I don't know if Josh, I don't know.
Because he was hired, like, signed the paperwork and said, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
The Instagram post I saw 6 months ago.
Wow.
Dude, okay, so. I think the most savage moment in NFL history has got to be in the draft when Eli Manning got drafted by the
Chargers. Yeah, he goes, I don't want to be here.
No,
yeah.
I'm not signing that contract. No, not at all.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
He told him
that
pre-draft.
That was so funny to me.
He told him pre-draft, don't draft me.
Exactly.
He told him that pre-draft, and they still did
I'm
it.
I'm not doing it. And they're like, well, I mean, we drafted you. And he goes, I don't care. I'm not signing the contract. And they're like, well, what do we do?
And then the Giants just drafted
so then they just
and
got,
then
like,
they swapped.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers, man. Philip Rivers later became the quarterback. And there's very mixed opinions about him.
Yeah.
Very mixed opinions.
Yeah, I personally think Eli's better, but that's just me.
Eli is better. He won Super Bowl.
I mean, Super Bowl's a team effort.
Two
but,
Super Bowls, yeah.
But
yeah.
I just think Eli overall is better.
For sure. Well, for the next segment, speaking of which quarterback's better, for the next segment, we're going to be talking about Brady versus Mahomes. Stay tuned.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to the student section. This is your host, Clay Pruitt.
Kaysen Smith.
Elliot Scully.
Alrighty. The moment that Elliot has been waiting for all for the past 2 hours since we discussed this topic. Brady versus Mahomes. What's your opening statement?
Okay. I'll say this. Tom Brady got his receivers back. He was poised to have and delivered on having his best offensive performance of the season. First play of the game, special teams fumble, Chiefs go up 7-0. Leonard Fournette and the other running backs could not run the ball. You know how many rushing yards the Buccaneers as a team had last night?
I mean,
three. Three rushing yards.
What?
And Tom Brady threw three touchdowns and 385 passing yards and put up 31 on the Chiefs for his best performance of the year. But the Todd Bowles-led defense gave up 41 points to a Chiefs offense that, look, I will give you, it's good, right? I know Patrick Mahomes is good. I know his receivers are good. They're not 41 points against what I thought was the best defense in the NFL good. So that was a defensive embarrassment. Tom Brady played about as well as you could when the defense knows there's no way you're going to run the ball. You know how hard it is to throw the ball when the defense knows you were going to throw the ball? Pretty hard.
I guess that makes it my turn. So you're saying that you're arguing that Tom Brady is better than Patrick Mahomes as of right now, this second. If like if you were to go like top five in the NFL, you put Tom Brady over Patrick Mahomes.
I would. But what I meant was specifically Sunday night, Tom Brady looked the better quarterback.
I got you. I'm going to say this just because I want to go over like talent evaluation right now. I think Patrick Mahomes for the past, ever since he became a full-time starter, that he has been the better quarterback than Tom Brady. His talent is unbelievable. It's unlike any other. I truly think that once his career is said and done, he is the GOAT quarterback. He is the poster boy of the NFL. He threw 50 touchdowns in his MVP season, and that was like his like what first full season starting. Like, dude is absolutely nuts. And his talent is unmatched by anybody else in the NFL. I think he's just an absolute stud. I don't think you just throw 50 touchdowns just because you're pretty good. You have to be outer worldly good. There's a reason why he's the poster boy of the NFL. And like, I think all of us can say we're getting tired of him being shoved down our throats. And I think they kind of loosened up on that because of Josh Allen's now really good. Lamar's really good. So I just think his talent's unmatched. And he's still looking pretty good. So.
I will see you a situation and raise you a situation. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady, in one of his various MVP seasons, also threw 50 touchdowns in an era where passing was not nearly as common. With a similar receiving core, mm-hmm. to what Mahomes had. And in his first year starting, he won the Super Bowl. So just comparatively there, I think there's an argument they're about to say. That's not looking at the rest.
Yeah.
Well, here's my take. Hold on.
Yeah, you go.
So, here's my thing. Looking at last night's game.
2 minutes ago. Are you talking about Monday?
Two nights ago. Sorry. Looking at 2 nights ago's game, the Chiefs, they put up 41 points on the defense that's ranked, number 8 in the NFL. And then their offense is 13 in the NFL. According to ESPN. So, the defenses both are very good. It's just the Bucs, he just got back his receivers. You know what I mean? Like, he spent an entire week throwing to nobodies and almost beat the Packers. That's impressive. I think that's impressive. However, if you look at Mahomes when he was making some of those throws, this man was about to get sacked, did a spin, a full 360, and then tossed it to his, what was it? It was running back, number 25, and then he caught it and scored. Boom, touchdown Mahomes. That was insane.
Yeah.
I think you can't really argue which either one is better because they're both different styles of quarterbacks. You can't compare a pocket passer to an escape artist. I don't think you can fairly do it. Now, for the purposes of this conversation, Patrick Mahomes has easily shown that he is the better quarterback. Easily. In this day and age, you need a guy who's mobile. And Brady's not mobile. He's been protected throughout his career by a top offensive line. He's been backed up throughout his career by a top defense. And in one Super Bowl, he literally got bailed by his defense in the Seattle Super Bowl. He got bailed by his defense. Falcons Super Bowl, he got bailed by his defense.
If you want to go off defense, that Buccaneers Chiefs Super Bowl, like how much of a, like it was very one-sided. But I saw it was earlier this week, NFL posted like Mike Evans, Chris Godwin on the sideline, like just in all Patrick Mahomes, because he was having to escape every single down and was getting the ball off in these like horrible situations that not any other quarterback is going to be able to do that. And that one time where he was mid-tackle, got the ball to the end zone, and there was just three guys there. Like, like, you don't see other people do this. And I think that, like, I think if I were to take any quarterback right now in present-day NFL to have for one season, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes absolutely no question.
I couldn't disagree more. I mean, if what you're describing, it's like a guy who's impossible to beat. But he's been to two Super Bowls, he's won once. I mean, that's a good resume. I wouldn't say it's baby goat resume, right? I think that's being thrown around a little bit too loosely. I don't know. I would just say there have been plenty of times where his fancy moves end up in an interception or just a batting completion. We saw at the beginning of last season they started 2-4, and he was throwing in a ton of interceptions. It was because of that hero ball play style, like escaping the pocket, escape bars, that was the reason they were losing a lot of those games. So there's the good and there's the bad. I think if you look at when you have your running back rushing for 10 yards every time he goes, it's a lot easier to be really effective on passing because they'll bite on the play action, you get guys open. But what Brady was doing was zero threat of rush, 3 rushing yards total as a team the entire night. Everyone knows they're not rushing. So you drop back, you know, however many guys you want, you know they're passing. It becomes a lot more difficult to get a good ball to an open receiver. I just think the circumstances that Tom Brady was put under, I think it constitutes that the performance he made relative to Mahomes was better.
I can definitely see where you're coming from. It is very hard to throw the ball when the defense knows you're going to throw the ball. It is very hard to do that. I've played Madden enough times to know if you're playing a guy who knows you're going to throw it, he's going to pick you off almost every single time because he knows you're going to throw it. So the main thing that I will always argue for Mahomes is he should have won that Tampa Bay Super Bowl. I fully believe he should have won that because his offensive line was injured severely. They had guys on the practice squad come up and play for him.
Yeah, they got rid of all 5 guys that played that game.
It was
before the next season even started.
It was terrible. Brady's offensive line, best in the NFL that year, in my opinion. I don't know the stats or anything, but in my opinion, it was number 1. Adam says number 2, so it was number 2.
His receivers, Adam got the stats unlocked.
They caught the ball. Wow, your receivers did their job? Patrick Mahomes, he threw a ball when he was parallel to the ground and a wide open receiver dropped the ball. You can see his reaction. He was like, I'm done. I can't do anything anymore. If my guys aren't going to catch the ball. I remember Tyreek dropped the ball. Travis Kelce dropped the ball. And who was their second guy that year? I can't remember, but I think he's the only one that didn't drop a ball.
On the Chiefs wide receiver court? Nicole Hardman.
I'm pretty sure he was the only one that didn't drop a ball, but there was either him or the third guy. They were the only ones that didn't drop a ball.
Yeah, it was like Nicole Hardman and MVS, pretty sure.
Yeah, it was just insane. And I don't think Brady's ever had to deal with that. I don't think Brady's ever had to deal with, in that situation, his players not coming through for him. I could be mistaken because I've been watching Brady as long as you have, but I don't think he's ever gone through a situation where he throws somebody a wide open ball and they drop it. Now, in the Falcons Super Bowl, was it Danny Amendola? Julian Edelman?
Yeah, Julian Edelman. That was the most lucky thing that's ever happened.
That was not luck. That was pure skill. I think he's just that good. His concentration, on point. The throw, a little dicey, but Brady made it work.
I'm talking about, like, lucky for Brady. Like, Julian Edelman, that's insane to have that reaction time, but very lucky on Brady. I've always been a proponent that that game was just more of a Falcons collapse than a Tom Brady-led comeback, but that's just me.
Elliot? What do you think?
So many points we get here.
Okay. We'll go one by one.
Okay. Let's start with your point about Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's been in 10 Super Bowls. In exactly 0 Super Bowls has he failed to lead his team to a touchdown. Even in his worst offensive performances, he gets touchdowns. Because that's the NFL. That's what you do. Your quarterback leads your team to touchdowns. If you can't even do one in the Super Bowl, I mean, come on. Like, you have to score points there. Like, I understand guys are dropping balls, whatever, but you find a way, right? You look at the Green Bay game, you're like, man, Brady's offense looks terrible. They still scored a touchdown, right? Like, that's pretty minimal. 12 points is bad, but you still scored a touchdown. Let's see. The Super Bowl 51, the Julian Edelman catch. I think most people like that don't really know the plays of that game don't really understand how kind of inconsequential that was. Like, it was a big drive, of course, but it was like second and 10. Like, it wasn't like this was fourth and 25. They need this or they're done. Like it was just a play that was cool. You know, I mean, it was a great play, but it wasn't like the game was right.
Yeah, she should have been a Falcons interception. But,
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Also, I will forever be mad at Tom Brady for winning that game because Julio Jones should have gotten MVP because he had the greatest Super Bowl catch of all time, in my opinion.
One of the greatest ever.
It was on the sideline.
I think I would agree.
That was the greatest catch I've ever seen in my life.
That's the most skillful catch he's ever been, I think.
Oh, 100%. Number two, I'm biased, but Jermaine Kearse in that Seattle Patriots Super Bowl game right before we threw the pick. That was crazy.
Are you talking about when he like caught it like on his legs?
Yeah, that was crazy. But Adam over there is like the helmet catch. That was lucky, dog. That was lucky.
I don't think that's a lucky catch. That's just me though. I think that was insane.
The helmet catch.
Be able
just,
to hold it down.
Dude, nah. But Mahomes was pressured 29 times in that Super Bowl. Pressure.
I'm not saying he didn't have a good O-line.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying like. If this was 31-28 and Brady wins it, maybe we're having a different conversation. But 31-9 is just inexcusable as a quarterback. You have to lead your offense to more points than you just have to. And I'm sure part of that was poor game planning and like just being cocky and be like, all our O-line guys are good enough. We're just going to do what we do and throw deep balls. Like, yeah, I'm sure that was part of it. But I don't know, just as a quarterback, you need at least one touchdown.
Yeah. Wait, who did the Chiefs play in the AFC Championship? Eagles. Wait, for that's no, that's
Super Bowl.
Bills. I was kind of like going on with like. I mean, I think we kind of sorting this out. But I kind of want to kind of change the topic just a little bit, but more on quarterback.
Sure.
This is a quarterback award, the MVP. What are y'all's like top three MVP candidates like in order? So like so far this season.
Honestly, I think the MVP for me right now, easily, not in a top three order because I can't place him in a top three order yet. I would 100% have to say Lamar, even though he choked that game for me through a pick at the end of the game. Lamar, Jalen, and I'm trying to think of someone who's not a quarterback.
It ain't gonna happen. I wish it was.
It's very hard. Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson.
I mean, if Derrick
had a good season, not having a historic season.
Yeah.
Like a Derrick Henry.
Yeah. If Derrick Henry couldn't get a single vote after
sleeper
TK,
pick.
You know?
That's kind of like my off the wall, hey, throw a dart at the board and see if it hits. Kind of pick.
It's like throwing a dart.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Throw it a mile away.
You're 100% right.
What about you? All
right. I like Lamar. I'd probably put Mahomes in there and Tom Brady because. There's one man's sport to go up against. So, if there's anyone that can make it happen,
I got you. I think I'm putting mine where I'm gonna go one Jalen Hurts. He was a 4-0. He's looking very, very good. I love this. I love him so much. I'm so happy he's like really, really figuring it out. Two, I gotta go Lamar. I think Lamar could very well take number one. I think it's just gonna be a battle between them week by week until somebody rises up out of the ashes and just jumps them. I'm going to do top four just because I think three or four pretty close. Three Mahomes, four Allen. So, I mean.
Oh, I forgot about Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a guy kind of called Josh Allen. I mean, I would love to have Justin Herbert up there right now, but the Chargers are 2-2. And for some reason, Justin Herbert just decides to be just like a really good quarterback. But then when he needs to win, he becomes like a really amazing quarterback. You saw like against the Texans game. He had to elevate so much the second half when the Texans started to have a little comeback. But so. That's kind of my top four right now.
Well, that's all the time we have for this segment. Next segment, game picks.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we're back. We got some game picks coming up.
Let's go.
Good stuff, fellas. All right. So let's see.
Let's start off with Thursday night.
Week 5, Colts Broncos, right?
That's a boring game.
Who?
I mean, boring.
I mean, I would disagree.
You mean two mediocre teams with Russell Wilson throwing literal bombs in the air?
I can't forget Matty Ice.
I don't even want to talk about Matty Ice. Matty Ice makes me so mad. He lost the Super Bowl, dude. Don't even talk to me. Falcons Super Bowl, man.
I started rooting for the Patriots in the second half because my entire family was like, let's go Falcons. I'm like, this game sucks. So, and then the second half, they went crazy. So it was pretty awesome.
Colts. Oh, by the way, if any of the viewers are curious, last week I went 9-7. Adam went 10-6. Elliot went 9-7. Kaysen went 11-5. So
let's go.
Keep that up. I wouldn't be talking too much because you're also the person that holds the worst record, 5-11.
Hey, the thing is, everybody was siding on one side, and I was like, hey, this can't be that boring. So I got to choose the other team.
To be fair, what was that?
That was when I chose Titans Bills. And I chose Titans.
Hold on.
History said we were going to win, but in reality, we sucked.
You chose the Chargers against the Chiefs, the Browns against, well, we all chose that one. You chose the Commanders against the Lions. Panthers against the Giants, Steelers against the Patriots.
That's not a bad one. You pick the Panthers over us.
You pick the Ravens.
You pick the Panthers every.
You pick the Ravens over the Dolphins.
Ravens over the Dolphins. I mean, yeah, because Lamar's
you pick the Titans over the Bills.
That was bad. That
and
was
you
bad.
Pick the Vikings over the Eagles.
Hey, but last
week that was off of JJ was coming off like 40 fantasy points. So
exactly.
I understand
exactly. So I mean, thing is, you average them out, boom, 9-7, 9-8. That's pretty Titans to me. So you know, I'm used to average years.
See what
so
happens
I'll take
this
it.
Week. How about that?
Huh?
Let's see what happens this week. How about that?
How about that?
Colts, Broncos. Who you got, Jason?
I think this game's gonna be underrated. I think it's actually gonna be pretty good. Both of these teams are in kind of sticky situations. They both need a win. It's kind of hard.
Are they both 2-2?
Colts are 1-2-1.
Oh yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm gonna go with the. Oh my gosh, it's hard. I'm gonna go with the Colts.
I'm gonna go with the Colts.
JT has a big game coming off of a disappointment on Sunday.
Adam, Colts Broncos.
I'm gonna go with the Broncos only because that defense is insane. I think that's the number 4 defense in pass defense. I think
Jerry
Matt Ryan's gonna have a long day or a long night, I should say. Yeah, I got the Broncos. Not because of Russell Wilson, but because of their defense.
I'm going Broncos because of Russell Wilson. I think he comes out. And he has a historically good record for Thursday night football. I know whenever he played Thursday night for Seattle, he just always popped off somehow. Just somehow every year he did it. So, speaking of guys that consistently perform well, Aaron Rodgers, do you think he's going to be the Giants?
If the Giants don't have a healthy Daniel Jones or a healthy Tyrod Taylor, Aaron Rodgers might walk in there and they're going to run the wheels off the Giants defense. They are going to win by a lot.
What's your score prediction?
If Daniel Jones doesn't play?
Just in general.
Oh, you're assuming Daniel Jones is
with
that
the information
guy?
We have right now.
With the information we have right now, I would say probably we're not going to score. And also the Packers defense is very good. It's the best defense we've faced. Probably Giants score no more than 9 points.
I'm going Packers. I assume all that to say you go Packers.
Yep.
I've always kind of harassed Adam on the fact that I like Daniel Jones a lot.
If Daniel Jones doesn't play, what
so, so so Adam's saying that Danny Dimes matters, which is a step in the right direction.
If Davis Webb is the starting quarterback, we're not going to win regardless, but if Davis Webb is the starting quarterback, we're going to have 3 and out.
Yeah.
So who you got?
Green Bay's favored by 8. I think Packers win, the Giants cover.
Interesting.
And closer than what people expect.
Speaking of blowouts, potential blowouts, I think this will be a blowout. Yeah. The Bills-Steelers. Who you got? I have Bills. I think it's going to be a blowout.
I have the Bills.
No contest. Kenny Pickett, terrible.
No,
Mitch Trubisky.
He ran the offense a lot better.
He's a rookie.
He lit a spark under them. He might have threw 3 picks, but 2 of them weren't his fault.
Those 3 picks were his only 3 incompletions.
But he threw 3 interceptions.
Which 2 of them weren't his fault.
But he's good.
Hey, that's fine. Hey, Peyton threw 30 in his rookie season.
No. That's like saying... this steak restaurant here in town, local steak restaurant, fantastic. It gave 4 people food poisoning, but it's fantastic.
Hey, it still tastes good, though.
That's not the same. Sometimes a lot of interceptions are usually not the quarterback's fault. Like that 50-50 ball, how is that Kenny Pickett's fault?
Okay.
How is that Kenny Pickett's fault?
Shouldn't have thrown the ball.
What do you mean he shouldn't have thrown the ball?
The
receiver should have caught.
I think you throw the ball.
I think you throw the ball.
That's 100% of the shots you don't take.
Okay. I'm getting the feeling that both of you guys are 100% for deep balls. You take the deep ball all the time, no matter what.
Screw check down passes. That's why we don't like Tom Brady. We want you to throw into tight pockets like a man. That's why we love Marino. That's why we love Justin Herbert.
And that's why we love Patty Mahomes, baby. Give me a nice little flex in the studio,
You think
baby.
Patrick Mahomes throws 20 takedowns in a game? No. He did.
Yeah, I have the Bills. I think Pickett, when you also watch the game, he lit a spark under that offense. Like, he finally got them to the red zone on, like, the one-yard line. Too. Like, you could blatantly see it. That, like, he just, like, the players, like, looked more energized after he came in. Yeah. And it's like, he just looked a lot better.
I mean, I'm looking at this line right now. Buffalo minus 14. That's tough in the NFL. But I'll take the Bills.
I'm just gonna go ahead and on air. Elliot's not here right now. He had a prior commitment that he needed to do. So I'm just gonna go ahead and write him down for the Bills.
Yeah.
And if I'm right, give me a nice woohoo and a nice handshake.
I don't think he'll ever choose the Steelers.
Don't ever talk to me again.
Yeah. He's a Patriots guy. He's never gonna choose for the Steelers.
Chargers, Browns. I'm going Browns.
I'm going Browns too.
That run game is incredible.
I'm going Browns. Yeah.
Browns was lost to the Falcons.
Yeah.
Chargers need to start winning because I think people are going to start questioning Justin Herbert.
Browns and Chargers.
Who's going to block? Who's going to block Myles Garrett? That's Rashawn Slater's after the game. Nobody. Myles Garrett could have easily four.
Justin Herbert's really good when he plays under pressure. Justin Herbert is 17-19 as a starting quarterback, which is kind of concerning, but. Yeah, I think
you can't start.
Jimmy G's like 30-12.
Yeah. Look,
you can't start defending yourself with he is 7-19, but 17-19.
He's one of those quarterbacks that plays immensely better under pressure. I think this is kind of a must win for them. Give it the Chargers. I think Justin Herbert's gonna have himself a day.
Interesting. Speaking of people that are gonna have a day, I need the Texans running back to have another day because I traded him for Alvin Kamara. And I just want this to go on record. I traded for him and everyone in my league called me crazy. Guess how many points Alvin Kamara had last week?
Seven.
Zero.
Zero.
He had zero. Out.
His total for the season is like 14.
Exactly. Yep. Guess how many points
25.
Would Damian Pierce have?
25.
Guess how? Yeah, 25. Yep. So everyone in my league, guess what? Get on my level.
I've been big on Damian Pierce. I think he's just that guy. He's a dog, and all he had to do was just rise above Rex Burkhead, and he's RB1.
I don't think it's hard to rise above Rex Burkhead because he's old.
Not.
Yeah, I got
old, bald, white dude at running back. Come
on. Some white dudes out there have a lot of grit, a high motor, like Cooper Kupp, a lot of grit.
But they got hair.
Yeah, that's a good point. you can't shame against bald guys. I'm going
to
be one of them.
Give it to
genetically, I'm probably going to be one of them.
I don't think Trevor throws three picks again. I think he bounces back. I think that's Jackson.
Jason, I actually did not
get him. Texas Jags? Give me Jags by a good amount.
Speaking of guys who are pretty bad,
Carson Wentz?
Bears Vikings.
Bears Vikings.
Carson Wentz.
I
think this is last year as a starter, but we'll get to that when we get to
Bears Vikings. Vikings win very easily. They do.
I think you guys are sleeping on how good the Bears' defense have been, and I think that's part of the reason why they're 2-2 because of how good their defense has played. I have the Vikings winning this, but I think it's going to be closer than people think.
Okay,
only because of Bears defense.
Okay, we've all picked the same people in the last 1, 2, 3, 4 games.
I ain't changing. I ain't going 5-11
again. So
you want
to spice things up a little bit and take a risk and pick the Bears.
Okay, that's fine.
I ain't going 5-11.
Just so everybody's listening, peer pressure does in fact work.
Mm-hmm. From college students.
So be careful.
When does it not?
Lions, Patriots. We already know, Elliot. We already know. We already know. I can hear him from the rec center.
New England is favored by 3 in this game.
I got Lions.
Yeah, I got the Detroit.
I got Lions.
I think if you are a betting man, you take the Lions in a heartbeat.
I think they're angry after coming off that Seahawks game.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They're angry.
Hey, that was also Scorigami.
It was. Yes. Yeah, it was. I did notice
awesome.
That. That was actually really cool.
In this house, we root for Scorigami.
That's just weird. We don't care who wins or loses.
Mm-hmm. Scorigami is the best thing to come out of the NFL.
Speaking of the Seahawks-Lions game last week, what about the Seahawks versus the Saints? You already know who I'm picking. I'm picking Seahawks. I told you I'd never bet against my team. I ain't doing it. Even though I did last week, I think.
New Orleans is favored by 5.5.
I think that 5.5 is going to be probably Seattle wins by 7 or 8.
Oh, wow. I don't think it's going to be that difference, but I think it all depends on if Jameis is back or not.
I don't think Jameis is going to play well. I don't think Alvin Kamara is going to be back.
Well, I mean, I think Jameis is going to bounce back if he plays. I'm going to pick New Orleans.
Interesting.
I'm going to pick New Orleans for now because I think their defense is also pretty good.
I think the defense actually is really good. I didn't even catch it off that way.
I think this game looks ugly on paper. I think we get a high-scoring game, and I think the Seahawks take it again.
Whoa. Seahawk fan this week.
Gino's him, right?
I just want to say Geno Smith has impressed everyone, and even if he doesn't lead the Seahawks to a Super Bowl, which everybody knows he won't, knock on wood, you never know. Mm-hmm. It is the NFL.
Retire the number.
Yeah, especially with the way these 4 weeks have gone, you really never know.
Exactly. I obviously went Seahawks. Adam went Saints.
Seahawks,
baby. Surprise.
Yes, sir.
Dolphins, Jets.
Give me Miami.
I'm going Jets.
Miami,
just
because
Tua is out of the game. And I don't trust Bridgewater.
Where is the game?
It's at New York.
Oh,
it's in New Jersey.
It's in Jersey. Okay.
Wait.
New Jersey.
Yeah, it's in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
It's the Jets.
They're called the New York Jets, but they're in New
Jersey. Yeah, give me the Dolphins, please.
J-E-T-S. I love Teddy Bridgewater. I got a soft spot for him. Give me the Dolphins.
You got a soft spot for all the bad guys. Trey Lance.
I love him. Teddy B, Daniel Jones.
Teddy B, Matt Ryan. Oh, man.
Nah, not Matt Ryan.
Elliot, I already know what you're going to say again, just so you're hearing this later on. Bucks, Falcons, fellas.
Bucks.
Hey, they're tied for first in the division.
Bucks.
I think that Bucks.
And it's not particularly close.
I don't think it's close. I think Bucks win by 15.
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't think it's ever close. Even when the game starts, I think it won't be close.
I think an enraged Tom Brady, especially from last week, he's definitely pissed. And yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely
Falcons
upset.
Also have no corners to guard Mike Evans.
AJ Terrell.
Yeah, is he going to guard both because Godwin and Mike Evans? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, they might switch him up.
Their secondary is known to be one of the worst in the league. Yeah, give me the Bucks.
Jason, Bucks, Falcons.
You know, if the Buccaneers did not have the wide receivers, I would be leaning towards Falcons. Give me the Buccaneers.
Falcons' offensive line is atrocious.
Hey, they beat the Browns last week.
Well, Jason, you're going to like this one. Titans, Commanders. I actually got the name right this time. Give me a round of applause.
There we go. Good job.
Thank you.
Carson Wentz is garbage. I truly believe he's the worst quarterback in the NFL. He did look good. He did look good those first 2 weeks, but these past two, he's been absolutely just like down astronomically. He's been horrible. I think the Titans win this. Hopefully we can score. Hopefully we can do anything in the second half. I mean, if you want to know a fun stat, the Titans have only scored 7 points in every second half combined this season so far. And
we've
been outscored 62-7 in the second half.
How does it feel that the Lions have scored more points than you?
I mean,
how does it feel with Jared Goff?
I'm cool with the Lions. Jared Goff is not that bad.
He's not that bad.
He's definitely more of a system quarterback.
I don't think
he's not that bad. He went to the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
Todd Gurley put him on his back and carried him to the Super Bowl. That offense
was number two for a reason.
Here's my thing. Who was the one that threw the game away? Jared Goff. He threw an interception. When he got pressured, he just threw the ball up and said,
"There wasn't a whole lot of offense to begin with."
There wasn't a whole lot of offense either way.
I understand, but
that was a Bill Belichick win.
Stop the number two offense in all of football that year.
The Patriots now win. Bill Belichick.
He was a stud, but also Todd Gurley didn't play.
I mean, yeah, so
they wouldn't have been the number two offense if Todd Gurley didn't play. That's like saying the Titans are good when Derrick Henry's not playing.
Last year we went 12-5. All right,
talk to me when Derrick Henry retired.
We're going to run this deal.
Exactly.
I mean, I thought Derrick Henry was washed the last game he went off.
No, he's not washed. I've been telling you guys.
Exactly.
He's not washed.
I was very happy. The last two games, he's been good. So give me the Titans in this game.
You got the Titans?
I think we finally get a second half performance going.
Adam?
I think the Titans win with the second half skip.
as we always do.
I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked you earlier.
Typical Titans.
Do you want to switch it to the Commanders to make it interesting?
Nope. Okay. Titans will.
Yes.
I already know who I'm picking. 49ers, dog. 49ers, Panthers. They had an amazing performance against the Rams. They're actually making me question my Super Bowl prediction with beating the Rams like that. However, as my shout out Logan Long, he's my old roommate, as he would say, the 49ers are the Rams' kryptonite. Every year they sometimes always do it. Seahawks, Cardinals. The Cardinals are the Seahawks' kryptonite. Seahawks are the Rams' kryptonite. It's how it works.
You know, I had a bet on last night's game. I had a 4-piece parlay, and everything hit. And besides Cooper Kupp touchdown, it made me really, really sad. And I thought that was the absolute lock, because he scored touchdown literally like every single game last season. So that kind of hurt. Niners are good. Give me the Niners, and I think the Niners cover at 6.5.
Adam?
I have the 49ers, because we're at that Baker Mayfield stage where he's calling out his haters, and then he usually comes out and does not perform the next week. So
you're looking feeling dangerous.
Give me the 49ers.
Did you see the interview when the reporter goes, "How does the booing affect you?" And he goes, "Did we score a touchdown?" I'm like, "Did you win the game?"
Yeah. Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
So,
Baker Mayfield is not good.
No, he's awful.
Baker Mayfield is simply not good.
I've been saying this for a long time.
His ego is at a ridiculous level. You cannot play quarterback with an ego that high, in my opinion.
Unless you're Brady and can back it up.
But Brady doesn't have an ego. Brady just wants to win, win, win.
No, he has a big ego. There's an interview with
Cole
Beasley.
There's a good ego and then there's a bad ego.
He took out government loans to buy a yacht during a pandemic.
he doesn't have an ego, though, because...
There's a good ego and then there's a bad ego.
So he has a good ego?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I can agree with that.
You're talking about like Joey B.
Mayfield's got a bad ego.
I can agree with that. Let's move on to the next game, though. Eagles-Cardinals.
Philly by the way, unfortunately.
Philly?
I hate saying it.
Philly.
Watch Kyler has the best game of his life.
I just spelled Eagles, Eagles.
Eagles, yes sir.
Somebody get me off the show.
Yeah, I'm going Eagles.
Cowboys, Rams. I'm going Rams.
This is nice.
Rams. This is a nice game.
I'm going to go Rams, only because I think Cooper Rush has to lose sometime. Like, Cooper Rush, like,
I think he's throwing a pick against Jalen.
He's got to lose at least once. Like it just can't be that Cooper Rush is right now 5-0 as a Cowboys starter. Like,
Jason?
Oh my goodness! As much as I want to choose Cowboys,
I'm gonna count you down.
Put me down, three. Cowboys baby.
Sure.
Give me the
Making
boys.
Interesting. Bengals, Ravens. I already know who you're picking. You already know who I'm picking. Do we all know who
Lamar
Jackson.
Picking? Lamar Jackson is coming back, and Lamar Jackson is angry, and I would not want an angry beast. He is going to win this game.
One of these teams goes 2-3 after this game.
Who do you think, Jason? Ravens?
You're going Ravens, right?
Oh, I'm going Ravens, 100%. Mm-hmm. Lamar's a beast. Lamar's better than Joe Burrow.
Yep. I definitely think so.
Yes.
Give me Baltimore. Give me Baltimore.
Andrew Lamar Jackson, it's not something I want to do.
He's just him.
Last game. Raiders, Chiefs. I think this is pretty self-explanatory.
Mahomes has owned the Raiders in his career, and that ownership continues. Mahomes wins it by
actually, the Raiders, if I'm not mistaken, 2 years ago beat the Chiefs like 24-3 or something.
They beat him in the first matchup last year, and then the Chiefs absolutely just mauled them in the second.
Oh, okay, yes. So we're all going Chiefs?
Yep.
Yeah. Understandable. We will. We'll give you the final totals next week, so come back, listen to us, please. I really like doing this, so please give us listen. I'm just kidding. Everybody have a wonderful week. God bless.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.